Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
39565.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name, please?
Larry Baranda.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
12212 Ridgeland Road, Van Cleve, Mississippi.
Thank you. And so I see here, let me get it pulled up, that you were charged for the Bites Hub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real food to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win a Craftsman in a raffle.
Yeah, the Craftsman. They said $2. And then all of a sudden I get charged $59 for this product, which I don't want.
Yes, sir. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $57.89 charge. I'm sorry, the $59.89 charge, and that it would be for that Bites Hub app. But what I can do for you is reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discounted price instead of the full amount.
I don't want the product. Just take it off.
Okay. Let me see. So I did go ahead and get that canceled for you. As far as the $59.89 charge, it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, because you would have to agree to the terms in order to be charged. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
All right. Longer, I don't want the product. I don't want to be charged again for it down the road. So whatever I got to do to get rid of it, that's what I want to do.
And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, ma'am. I appreciate what you've done.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.